And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it is 9 on Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get your Friday moving in the right direction with a lovely song from Mary Ellen Kirk. There you go, people. There's a brand new one, I think, from Miss Mary Ellen Kirk. That one is called Rise Up Against, and it's a new mix for that particular song. You listen to it here. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, Friday, October the 18th, 2019. Thanks for being here. Every week on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances sometimes, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you. I'm glad you're here with me. Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Nice fall morning here in mid-Missouri. Looks to be a real nice day and probably like that all weekend, I think. So, yeah, I got to say it's my favorite time of year. I like it. I got a couple fun folks with me in the studio this morning. I'm excited about the show. I have with me Miss Mary Ellen Kirk, Ruth Acuff, and Jeff Mueller as well.
Hi.
Hi, you guys and girls. Thanks for coming down this morning. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit, and we'll spin some music for y'all today, and we'll have some fun. We're going to do a rundown of things that are happening around town tonight as well. Yeah, that's what we do every Friday. Come on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. We're just down here in between 9th and 10th on Broadway, up, I guess, in the second floor of the Dalton Building. And the doors are always open. Love it if you come down and say hi. Before I get too busy, I want to say thank you to the Lemon Settlement for coming down last week. Good stuff from that band. Had a great show last Saturday night as well at Cafe Berlin. Keep your eyes and your ears open for the Lemon Settlement. They're starting to get out quite a bit more. So check them out. You can find information about them on the web. And if you missed the show last week or any of the other ones, you can listen to those online. Just go to MikeHagan.com and click on the little button there that says Open Mic Radio. And all the archives are there from last week, all the way back into the first time we did this show. There's Miss Diana Moxon in the house. That's good news. Hey, lady. Anyway, okay. I think I'm going to play another song and then kind of get my act together here. And then we'll come back and we'll chat with Mary Ellen and with Ruth and with Jeff, and we'll do it that way, okay? All right, it's 89.5 on the dial, streaming all around this pretty blue planet at KOPN.org. Let's see. I think we'll play another one from Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, which one? What do you think? What do we talk about? When Something Falls Apart, maybe? Or
that's a totally different kind of song than the one we just played.
Lovers and Liars.
Let's keep it crazy.
Let's do it. We'll keep it crazy, and then we'll talk about it when we come back. You can tell us a little bit about it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Here's another one from Mary Ellen Kirk back in just a few minutes.
Do you think that you might fall down to the ground? You think that you're immune, but you will find out soon enough, soon enough. When something falls apart, how do you even start to put the pieces back again?
A lovely one from Mary Ellen Kirk. We're going to find out a little bit about that song right now. Mary Ellen, tell me a little bit about what we just heard. It's called When Something Falls Apart, and that's a live cut too.
Yeah, so I feel like fellow Columbia people appreciate that, that I recorded that at Will Reeves' studios, Intro Cellars.
Sure.
And basically, so...
We love Will around here.
Yeah, he's a great guy, just great ear and cool person. So the original When Something Falls Apart, there was a acapella little fragment of that song that was the sort of the end piece on my first record I ever released called Invisible War, and that released 10 years ago and 2 weeks ago or so, or 3 weeks ago maybe now. And so I celebrated the 10-year anniversary of that Invisible War record by asking my fans what their favorite songs were that I had released over the past 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And so then I did a live project at Will's studio, and a local videographer friend, actually of both Ruth's and mine, named Dustin Hawkins, he filmed the recording live. So awesome. I'm going to be releasing videos of those songs over the next few months. And and then When Something Falls Apart was just a cool end piece to that.
All right. And that's the one that you've called 10 Years, 7 Songs.
10 Years, 7 Songs. So all the recordings are released and they're on Spotify and iTunes and all that. But then we're going to be still releasing more videos over the coming couple months.
Okay. Well, I want to say hi to Jeff and Ruth, but they've been on the program before and you haven't. So for people who aren't familiar with you, I'd like to ask a little bit about your background and tell people a little bit about yourself if they're not familiar with you. Are you from Columbia, or where are you from originally, Marianne?
That's a long answer, but
give me the headline.
I usually just say Nashville because I grew up in Nashville from when I was like 12, and I lived there in a little town called Franklin just outside Nashville.
What brought you to Columbia eventually?
Love.
How were you introduced?
My husband, Philip. Okay, so that's the long version of the story.
Okay.
My husband and I were missionary kids in Mongolia, so we lived there. I lived there from when I was 9 months old until I was about 8, and so my husband's family, also his parents were missionaries, and we met there, and we like played Power Rangers and House together and stuff when we were kids, and then we ended up reconnecting on Facebook later. He was actually a soldier and he was stationed in Afghanistan, and then he came to like one of my shows on post-tour leave, and we just, everything was just perfect after we, like, it was just like meant to be. We just picked it back up like old friends, and then, you know, ran away to Alaska together and lived there for a little while, and then ended up back here.
All right.
Because he was going to school at Mizzou for
a bit. So that's the connection to Columbia.
Yeah. Missouri is really great to their veterans.
They are.
So it ended up being just, it made a lot of sense for us.
Yeah, Truman's one of the better vet hospitals around as well. And there's some that aren't so great, I have to say. But at any rate. Okay, so what about music? When was music introduced to your life?
I always loved music. I always made up little songs and stuff, even when I lived in Mongolia. But I always wanted to play piano, but that's not really something that they do in Mongolia. They don't have pianos there.
They do throat singing though pretty well.
Yeah, they have a lot of interesting and unique musical styles and very unique instruments, but not pianos. But I always had that connection to the piano. My grandmother and great grandmother played.
I was going to ask if you had family.
Yeah, and so, as soon as we came back to the U.S., I wanted to start learning piano.
And were you classically trained, or did you learn yourself,
somewhat,
or a little bit of both?
Somewhat classically trained, and then I had a music teacher after I moved to Nashville that he plays for Loretta Lynn now.
Wow.
And he's just a really great... He taught me about how music works instead of reading notes off a page, and taught me to listen to the songs on the radio that I liked and figure out what chords are in them and learn how to play them.
Yeah.
And then once I started doing that and figuring out how the songs worked that I liked already, there was kind of like no stopping me after that. And I started writing songs, and then that was my new addiction. And
has been ever since.
Yeah, has been ever since.
And,
that's the story.
So you play the piano. Are you familiar with other instruments, or is that
your
primary?
Not really. I think it's my tertiary. I songwriting is my primary.
Okay.
And then I sing to express the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the piano happens to be the medium
through
which I
like it.
the company myself.
All right, yeah. How did you meet Ruth Acuff?
Online.
Yeah, we met online.
Really?
Yeah, we really actually, did. I moved to town.
Like Tinder or what?
Yeah, no, I'm
just kidding.
Tinder for musicians.
They needed Tinder for musicians.
That would be awesome. That would be so
swipe
cool
right if you like this song.
Right?
Yeah, that would be actually real cool.
There we go. There's a new app. We just came up with it.
So I moved to town to Columbia, and I didn't have any friends. I didn't know anybody. And I went on Reverb Nation, like you do when you need friends. And I just was like, what's the coolest music in town? And I looked up, I think it was maybe a singer-songwriter or folk music category. Somehow I ended up hearing Ruth's music, and it was like the favorite thing that I heard when I was looking around at local music. And I was like, I think I should connect with her and make music with her and play shows with her and stuff. And so we met up for coffee, and then we both knew that we had a new friend.
Yeah, it was pretty instant. Like, we met here in a local coffee shop, and I think two nights later we had a game night, something like that.
And we stayed up until 3 a.m.
Yeah. It was just like, sometimes you start hanging out with someone and just 8 hours goes by and you're like, whoa, what happened? And that was pretty much it. Since then.
Have you ever collaborated on any projects together?
Mary Ellen sang on a recorded single that I released called We Do. And I played harp on a few of Mary Ellen's tracks.
Yeah, that's true. We've never, like, written songs together specifically. But we've done a fair amount of touring together. And that's our main, like, musical collaboration.
Yeah, you've just come off a tour recently together. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
It was so fun.
All right.
So Mary Ellen and I have done a fair amount of touring together, just the two of us. And this time we decided to add two other ladies to our mix.
Uh-huh.
And those were Kristen Porter and Rachel Pearl.
Huh. I'm not familiar. What are their styles?
Really different from ours.
Very different.
So we were all going up to this music conference called Durango Songwriters Expo in Denver, and so we just decided to plan some shows around it. They're some of my best buds from Nashville, and we toured, like, the three of us back in the day, like, I don't know, probably 8 years ago or so, and but they were doing more jazz music then, like, more straight. Rachel was doing, like, jazzy singer-songwritery kind of songs, and Rachel was doing, like, bossa nova-inspired Latin songs. And now they're both doing more, like, pop versions of what they were doing. So Rachel has jazz-influenced pop songs that are, like, she was number one in Italy last year. She had the number one song on the dance charts. And,
awesome.
And Kristen's doing this really cool, fun Latin pop stuff. And so they did these electronic sets. So we had this peaceful and thoughtful first half of the show. And then we had an intermission. And then basically the second half of the show was a dance party.
All right. How'd it work?
It was great.
It was pretty great. I mean, we started out, you know, with, I think Mary Ellen opened up with piano and her songs. And then I played some harp and we had a break. And it was such a nice progression of music and mix, and I feel like everyone that was out at the shows was really like, whoa.
Enjoying themselves.
I'm getting to see such a wide range of different styles.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did it take you?
We went as far as Laramie, Wyoming and back. So we played a concert. So mostly house concerts in people's living rooms. Actually, all house concerts.
Yeah, this was all house concerts.
Wow.
So
how do you book something like that? How do you schedule something like that?
Through fans.
We just reach out to our fans and say, who wants to have us come play in your living room?
That's amazing.
I regularly, like, make posts, you know, let me know if you're ever interested in having me come play a show in your living room. Uh-huh. And then I keep track of who's said yes to that. And then whenever I'm you know, going to be through an area or trying to plan a tour or something, then I'll just map out my route by reaching out to those people who said they wanted to host. And it works out great.
All right,
yeah. Yeah, so we played Columbia here. We played St. Joe. We played Lincoln, Nebraska. We played
Denver a couple times.
Yeah, Denver a couple times. Laramie, Wyoming, Colorado Springs, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Back home. So.
That was a nice little run.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. I think we're going to play another song, and then I want to come back and talk with Jeff about what it's like building bass guitars in New York. Do they still call it a luthier when you're building large instruments like that, or is that just for guitar?
No, we're still a luthier.
Still a luthier.
Or luthier.
Luthier. Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk about building big bass guitars in a few minutes, but we're going to listen to one here from Ruth Acuff. Was the one that Mary Ellen helped on called To Do? Is that what you said?
We Do.
We Do. Is that available online here?
It's on Bandcamp.
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna jibber jabber for a second, and go to Bandcamp and look for Ruth. And I'll tell you that you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. And Ruth, is it on? Oh, We Do. Here it is, right here. See, that didn't take too long. This is one from Ruth Acuff. Tell me a little bit about this, Ruth, before we play it.
It's got Mary Ellen Kirk singing background vocals. It's got Drew Lance on drums. It's got my sisters singing.
I'm singing.
And Jeff. All Jeff's right. playing his upright bass.
A family affair.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. When was it recorded?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't know either. And here it is, regardless. This is called We Do. It's Ruth Acuff. And you're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. There's one from Ruth Acuff. That one's called We Do. No one knows when it was recorded, but Mary Ellen Kirk sang on it, and we had Susan Acuff.
Like that song.
Let me get you. Yeah, we had Silas helping out, and Mary Leibovich. Who's Mary Leibovich?
My sister.
Oh, all right.
Previously Mary Acuff.
I understand. Well, that's a beautiful song. I'm glad you shared it with us. All right, it is Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I've got Ruth Acuff and Jeff Mueller and Mary Ellen Kirk in the studio with me, along with my son Lucas and the lovely Diana Moxon, who you can hear in about 35 minutes on Speaking of the Arts. If you want to find out what's happening in and around the art scene in Columbia and really all about this lovely state of ours, you can stick around and listen to Diana's show at 10 o'clock. Wonderful stuff coming up then, okay? All right. In the meantime, I would like to talk to Ruth and Jeff a little bit about New York City. Both of you had been here in Columbia for many, many years and recently moved to New York. Has it been a year? Not quite yet.
We were, January. We moved out there in January.
Okay. And you went out there for work for Jeff, I guess, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I started a job last January.
And what does your job entail?
Mainly entails repairing double basses, sometimes cellos, but largely doing repairs on instruments.
What's the difference between a double bass and a regular bass? It's just twice as big?
Well, a double bass is like the violin family bass, so, you know, looks like a violin or a viola da gamba, versus, you know, often when we say bass here with our pop culture influence, we think of electric bass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so upright bass, doghouse bass, string bass.
But it's actually official name is a double bass.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. I never knew that. All right. So okay. How long have you been working on those types of instruments?
I started on my own maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I think I just passed the 4-year anniversary of when I started it. And just sort of learned along the way.
Uh-huh.
And started to have people around this area ask me to do work on theirs, and started to realize that I should go someplace where I could learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
From people that, you know, so I didn't have to recreate the wheel every time I needed to do a repair. I could learn from people that did them.
Yeah. So, what's the shop like that you work at? Are they're historically been around New York for a while?
Or? Yeah, it's David Gage String Instruments, and they've been there for 40 years.
Wow.
I believe. And
David Gates, I remember that name from the band Bread from the 70s. Remember David Gates?
Oh, it's Gage.
Gage.
Oh, Gage. All right. Okay, I got you. I was going to say, I didn't think he was a bass player.
You may have seen that name before related to bass, though, because they make one of the most widely known bass pickups.
Is that right?
That fits underneath the foot. Usually if you see a bass in a concert, it's going to have two or three styles of pickups, and that one's the one that's copper and fits under a foot.
Actually be on the bottom of the instrument, not up by the bridge or by the strings.
Where the bridge contacts the top of the bass.
All right, yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right, so you do primarily repairs, is that what you were saying?
Yeah. Yeah. When I went out there, I was still finishing my bass, though, so I did a lot of the building of my own instrument.
All right.
Leading up till June, when I had a kind of a completion deadline for it.
Is it for sale?
Almost. I'm doing some varnish work for it still. I'm not very good with deadlines sometimes, so I got
you musicians, know, I've heard that about y'all.
I had to get it entered to a contest, and I got it entered, but then I decided, you know, there was more I wanted to do with it still, so.
Tell me about your most interesting repair that you've had to do. Has anybody really wrecked one that you had to do a major repair on? Or is it typically like just tune it up and straighten the neck or something like that? Or,
well, there's a variety of a pretty wide range of work that comes through. I'm trying to think of what would be the most interesting, because in some ways some of those repairs are kind of tedious and boring unless you like doing little tedious things. Like there was a bass that was maybe from the start, or maybe from, you know, a lot of those instruments at some point in time somebody will get the wise idea to make them thinner so that they sound louder. Well, there's a bass that we were shocked by how thin it was through the area where the bridge contacted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to essentially put together a violin top, but not cut it into a violin shape, but cut it into a sort of nose shape. It looked very much like Mr. Potato Head when I was working on it, and I was putting the nose on Mr. Potato Head. And then I had to chalk fit it into the belly of this bass so that it would, you know,
like
so that then I could cut away 90% of the wood so that that last little bit could, yeah, reinforce it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It
was, so you got to be creative, I guess, sometimes when an instrument comes in and you're like, how are we going to deal with this particular issue?
Yeah, nearly every time. Not every time, literally, but yeah, if it's not like something that's just totally a common run-of-the-mill thing.
Okay.
Like there's some places, you know, a top's going to crack or a rib's going to crack and how you're going to repair that, but then there's, you know, somebody backed over the neck of their bass with their car or somebody fell down the subway and smashed it, and then, you know, you've got these... Or somebody can't pay to do it the way that you could do it easily, so now you got to do it from the outside of the bass, and how are you going to get pressure inside? And yeah, there's a wide variety of novel situations and a large amount of tools that are made for one or two jobs. And then
I think the tooling is probably one of the most interesting things to me, just to see all the different unique types of tools that have been developed over the years in order to do this particular type of work. It's
right.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's lots.
All right, Miss Ruth, what's it like in New York City?
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah. What have you been doing for fun? Have you been out performing at all, or are you networking,
yeah,
or are you just taking it easy, taking care of the dogs, or?
Yeah, a combination of taking care of my dogs, walking them around, getting them used to the city, moving the van. When we moved out there.
Moving the van.
Yeah, the Harpa community. Yeah, I mean, it's my favorite pastime, moving the van. But it's a real life part of living in New York. When we moved out there, I spoke with some harpists, as harpists like to stick together.
Oh, yeah, you're a tight group.
And they said, oh, well, you can try using some kind of, you know, Uber or Lyft or whatever to move your harp around, but... I did that, and I got left on the corner with my harp, and I had a gig. So it was recommended that I have a vehicle to move my harp out there. So, yeah, that's why I moved the van around, because I got to move my harp around. And then, yeah, we've played, maybe 3 or 4 times out there.
Have you been playing as a combination, you and Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff has been playing electric bass.
Great.
And I've been playing harp, and then, well, I gotta say, Jeff, I've been missing the sound of the upright bass with my harp. It's a real thing. It's hard to move an upright bass and a harp through New York City in the same vehicle. Yeah. But it's been really great, and I've had the chance to meet up with some amazing world-class harpists. Got to go backstage on Wicked set on Broadway and see where the harp lives.
Very
and,
cool.
Yeah, have tea with the harpist who played with Wicked for the past 15 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I knew you'd be doing your thing out there. So you came back to Columbia. What has it been, a couple weeks since you've been back in town?
Well, Mary Ellen and I got back Thursday night, Friday morning, after our last house concert in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then I was back a few weeks ago to meet up with Mary Ellen and Rachel and Kristen and hit the road. And then I'll be in town for a few more days and back out to New York.
You did the Interstellar Overdrive show. Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? When was that? That's always fun.
It was Friday.
Last Friday.
So we got back Thursday at like 2 a.m. And then Interstellar Overdrive was here in Columbia outside for the last Summerfest of the season. It was cold.
It was not Summerfest.
It was very cold.
Somebody posted the first ever Winterfest.
Yeah. It felt like Winterfest. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was like 38 degrees, and I played guitar on one song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had
cold
to
hands.
Look at my hands because I couldn't feel. Am I pressing the strings? Am I actually pressing the strings down? Am I pressing the correct strings down?
Oh,
Comfortably
yeah.
numb was just never more apt.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back. And I was wondering if you have seen your band members from the Royal Furs. Have you said hi to them at least?
I sure have.
Good.
Actually, before we went on tour, we had a rehearsal. We're working on new music, and actually all those guys get together fairly frequently without me, which I'm glad.
It's bittersweet.
Yeah, it is. So they're working on new music, and we'll be putting some new music out here hopefully next year.
All right. All right. Mary Ellen, tell me a little bit about your influences and inspiration. Where does it come from? I hear Kate Bush and a little Tori Amos, but of course that's probably...
What's really interesting is that, I don't know, I was influenced by a lot of different things. I actually grew up listening to only Christian music. I grew up in a pretty like strict family.
Yeah, that sounds like
so
it.
I had a really limited selection of things that I listened to, and but I just kind of like did my own thing and heard what I heard and made up stuff. But then as I was searching for people to compare myself to as an artist, as when I was first getting started out, people kept being like, well, who do you sound like? So I had to figure out who I sounded like, and Tori Amos was one of those that I ended up finding because I was like, oh, I sound like her. So I feel like I have ended up getting a fair amount of influence from Tori Amos and Kate Bush also for the same reason.
Vocally, I think I'd compare you maybe more to Kate, but you're a wonderful piano player. I went through a crazy Tori Amos thing. I was like that Little Earthquakes record. I mean, literally, I listened to it for months, I think.
Yeah, but so I would call Kate and Tori influences, but it was sort of like the other way around. Like, they became influences because I already sounded like them.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool. All right, let's look at what's happening around town. I know that Jeff has a show with his band Oversight Committee. I think that's tonight. Is that right there, Mr. Mueller? What's going on tonight? It looks like you guys are going to be playing with Don't Mind Dying. Incredible.
That is correct.
Have you ever performed with Don't Mind Dying before? I'm sure you've seen them plenty of times.
Well, technically, we perform with 2/5 of Don't Mind Dying every time Oversight Committee plays.
I guess that
makes
sense.
The same drummer and one of the same guitarists.
Uh-huh.
The same guitarist. But no, this will be our first show, I think. Gosh, I don't know. Technically, also, I think we played a festival on the same day once. All right. We've never shared a bill, just us, like a slow dance at homecoming.
All right.
Ever.
All right, that's going to be tonight. So let's look at Rose. Of course, they do the happy hour thing on Friday.
Who's doing that?
That's Flyover Country. They're sort of a regular down there. At least once a month, they get out there and do it. They kind of play some old rock and roll and a little bit of blues. That'll be good. That's 5 to 7. And then, let's see, Doors at 8:30, show at 9 tonight at Rose. Oversight Committee and Don't Mind Dying. That's going to be a great show. And you can catch Jeff and his band Oversight. What's the makeup of Oversight Committee right now? I know it changes a little bit once in a while.
We still have Travis Huff on trombone, Brian Cann on drums, Jason Caden on electric guitar, Patrick O'Driscoll on electric guitar. Patrick's played with me he played in Rutherford with Ruth and I, and he played in Devonamo with me back in the day. You're going to make me space out on... We have a couple of new horn players today. Greg Aker is one of them. Matthew is the other one, but I forget his last name right now. And, Alaska is playing baritone sax.
That's awesome, though, man. That's a full band and going to be a full stage. 8 or 9 guys up there.
There's 8 of us, yeah.
All right, fantastic. All right, so that is happening tonight at Rose. What else is happening around town? At the Blue Note tonight, Mason Ramsey with Ernest and Jenna Paulette. I'm looking at the picture of Mason Ramsey. I mean, is he 12, 13? I don't know. Very young man.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not sure what that is. Ruth, apparently you know who he is.
Oh, well, you know, I like to keep up with that sort of thing.
He's not the kid that was the yodeler from Walmart, is it?
You know, I'm not sure who he is.
The kid that sings all the...
Oh, that's definitely who it is. Yes, the yodeler.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, all right. I don't know. Okay, all right. We're all getting sidetracked here. Okay, Saturday, Femme Fatale Disco Rager at the Blue Note.
Sounds intense.
That sounds intense. At Rose, what's happening on Saturday? Yappy Hour in the Park. That's in the afternoon. You can bring your dogs down there to Rose. And the Unfashionables will be playing some music with a band called The Gasps. Tomorrow night, The Happy Fits with Dream Girl, and Towny Politics. I love the names of the bands. This is one of the highlights of the show to get to talk about. When the metal bands come through town, those are the best, right, Diana? We love to run through the metal shows because the names of the bands are just outstanding. All right, let's see what's happening at Berlin. Whisperer, Kyle Hammett. I'm sorry, Whisperer and the Kyle Hamlet Uno. I don't know. I probably didn't say that right. Kyle Hamlet Uno and Daniel Lutz tonight at Berlin. Tomorrow night you got Slow Glows and Fumes. Fumes is one of Lou Nevin's projects, which I really like. Lou's a great guy, and he's still doing all kinds of stuff. You probably know Lou from back in the day, huh?
Yeah, he came to visit us in New York, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here on the show with me a month or two ago. We had a great time. Anyway, the Fumes, he has a young woman singing with him as well on that project. I forget her name, but she's fantastic. Anyway, check them out tomorrow at Cafe Berlin. Let's see what's happening at the Roachport store. What is it? Today's the 18th. Planet Jazz tonight, and then the Megan Boyer Band tomorrow at the Roachport General Store. Both of those will be decent shows. Cooper's Landing, I don't know what's happening at Cooper's. The 11th, it looks like, I don't see any music tonight, but the Flood Brothers will be playing tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry, that was last week. It looks like Jill Westra and them KC Boys. That's tomorrow at
them
Cooper's
KC
Landing.
Boys.
Yeah, them KC Boys. I'm not familiar.
Tell you what.
One of my, I do a, there's a local group, NSAI, or so NSAI, are you familiar with this?
No.
It's Nashville Songwriters Association International.
Okay.
And they have chapters all over the world, and so it's songwriting community.
Tractors?
That's what I heard.
Chapters. They have chapters all over the world.
Like, wow, what a unique concept. Yeah. Just bring tractors all around.
Lol. No, so there's a chapter here in Columbia, and we meet at the library once a month. And one of the songwriters, so I'm the coordinator. I'm the chapter coordinator for the one in Columbia. And it's just songwriters getting together and sharing songs around in the circle. And we have a writing prompt every month. And we just try and help each other get better at writing and listen and support each other's songs. But one of my songwriters in the group named Clint, he has done some writing for Jill. So I'm familiar with Jill Westra because he wrote some of the songs
All
that
right.
she does.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, let's shift gears for a minute. We've got someone on the line here, and I better find out who it is. This is Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Mark. This is Justin Hickerson.
Hey, Justin.
JDH.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. I am. I'm experiencing a very mellow week, and I'm in a very good mood. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well too. You got the day off?
No. but it's a pretty chill day. I've got to go. Clean up a dude's flower bed, and then just do some knick-knack stuff, like the other end of spring cleaning at our shop.
Yeah,
and personally at my house too. I have the toil and pressure of a very very busy summer came to a head over the weekend, and I cleaned my house.
Wow,
it's beautiful.
Did you find anything you were missing?
I found stuff, you know, honestly, this is the first time I've ever lived completely alone. And so for years, most of my stuff has been isolated to like a bedroom. And it was really, honestly, it was kind of sentimental to unpack some of the things that I unpacked over the weekend that I had forgotten all about. I just kind of shoved my phone in the corner and really established my house as a safe place to let emotions move in and move out as they will. It was
that sounds great.
Did you write any songs?
That's awesome.
Yeah. He wrote songs about it.
You know, he's a prolific songwriter. He's actually a really good songwriter. Most people know Justin as a drummer, you know, yeah. But he's a really good songwriter and can play the guitar and really has a nice voice as well. So there, I'm done rubbing your butt there, Justin.
I've been experiencing some intense energy, and it has elicited inspiration. And so I'm letting just letting things come as they choose at the moment.
All right. You got any plans to go out and see Oversight Committee tonight?
You know, I do have a plan to do that.
You do now.
Hey, put him on his spot, Mike.
Well, I'm going to get out and see him, and hopefully you and I can hook up beforehand or something. What else you got anything going? Any of your projects playing music this weekend?
No, I've actually got the month of October. I am show free.
Wow.
which is kind of nice to have that time to kind of take a little personal inventory. I'm coming up on a personal note. This isn't my show, but here in about 2 weeks I'll have been sober for an entire year. So this right now, just this whole thing is kind of a bit of a little inventory for old Justin.
Wow, that's amazing. I knew you had quit drinking, but I didn't realize it'd already been a year. Wow. All right. Well, congratulations, my brother, and maybe we can hook up later tonight. We'll play. I think we're supposed to get a poker game together in the next week or two, too. Or as
oh,
well.
Oh yeah, I'll come take some more of your money.
Yeah, I've heard that. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you guys all have a good day, and we'll. I'm sure I'll see everyone here at some point over the weekend.
Yeah. You too, Justin.
Sounds
have
good.
A good day.
See you, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye bye.
Bye, Justin.
Bye.
All right, that's my troubadour drummer friend, the Grassmaster himself. That's Justin Hickerson. Wonderful young fellow around town, great musician, great drummer, and like Ruth is saying there, he's a great songwriter too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. All right, so we've got a few minutes left here. I'm going to play one from Oversight Committee here, then we'll come back, chat for a few more minutes, and then we'll play one from Mary Ellen on the way out, and then we'll go about our weekend. What do you say?
Sounds great.
All right, Jeff, tell me a little bit about the one we're going to play here. It says Wiglet Mix.
Yeah, I wrote this song. Gosh, I hope it's a good mix. I've sent you the one I found in my email. I wrote this song mainly because I wanted to feature baritone saxophone. Eli Gay from Cafe Berlin was playing baritone with us at that point in time. And so it starts off, you know, featuring the baritone. It actually kind of features most of the horns, I guess. Maybe the alto gets the short end of the stick there. And the name is essentially, you know, like a piglet. It's like it's not a baby wig. I guess it could be. It's just kind of a funny word. A baby wiggle. Yeah.
All right, cool. This is Oversight Committee. You can catch them tonight at Rose Music Hall. Doors are at 8:30, show's at 9. And is it 9 or 9:30, actually? I think show's at 9:30.
They say 9, but
yeah, who knows?
We'll start at 9:30.
Anyway, that'll be along with BC and the gang down there. Don't Mind Dying will be finishing up the show, and you got Oversight Committee starting things off. So here's one little example of some of the stuff you might hear tonight. This one's called Wiglet. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go. There's one from Oversight Committee. That one's called Wiglet. I wonder if they'll, if they'll perform that tonight. Jeff, is that on the playlist for tonight?
Yes, it is.
All right. Good stuff from Oversight Committee. I love the horns. They're really sounding pretty tight. That's a great project, and you can catch them tonight at Rose Music Hall along with Don't Mind Dying. That's going to be a fun show tonight.
Y'all have the best titles.
Thanks.
Quick lit. Can you say some other titles of your songs?
Oh, well, I could.
There's one about your dogs.
There's actually our dog Luna is a muse for three of the songs that I've called the dog trilogy. Now there's a fourth one actually. So what's it called? Once I guess it's a quartet.
The dog trilogy.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. They're not that great. Bubblegum, Bebop.
I like them. They sound good,
DeVille.
Too.
Toots DeVille.
That's a song by any other name. All right. Miss Mary Ellen Kirk, what do you have for the future? You're writing new songs all the time. Do you have plans to record another record? Or
yeah,
tell us what's coming up.
I've got lots of new stuff in the works. So I have a couple new singles with that are collaborations with a producer named Vanyo out in Nashville. They're going to be releasing pretty soon. In the next couple months, and I'm also working on I'm doing a self-produced collection of EPs. And it's the first one is just about done. It's kind of in the final mixing mastering stages, so it'll be out early 2020. So
and are they all themed or something? Or is there
it was going to be my next full-length record that I had written, and I realized they kind of fit better into little smaller pods of songs, and so yeah, there's just like a art concept that ties everything together, but I'm excited. The first one, first three songs are all done and ready, and this group of songs is, I'm really proud of them. Some of the best songs I've written, I think.
Very
so.
Good. Okay, yeah, great. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
MaryEllenKirk.com. So Mary like Christmas, not right. Like Mary had a little lamb. Mary like Christmas. Ellen like DeGeneres. Kirk like the captain.
Okay, MaryEllenKirk.com.
Yep. .com. And all my social links and everything like that are there on the website, so you can find me. And it's like Facebook.com/MaryEllenKirk, Instagram MaryEllenKirk.
All right, always MaryEllenKirk.
All the places. Yeah.
Okay, great. And you'll be able to connect with Mary's website from mine after this program is put up on the web. So excellent. And
awesome.
You're doing great work, and I love your voice, and you've got some beautiful songs.
Thanks so much for having us on the show.
Yeah, it's been great. Ruth, here. Real quickly, what do you got coming up?
I'm working on a new album, and I'll be releasing a music video and song on January 1st, 2020.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And if people want to find you on the web, etc.?
RuthAcuff.com, and you can find all my socials there and everything.
Okay. Easy enough to find these lovely ladies, and Jeff is easy enough to find as well. So I appreciate you all coming down this morning. And Jeff, congratulations on the great work that you're doing there. It sounds
Thank
like you're
you.
Having a blast out there in
yeah,
New York.
It's fun.
And Ruth, Mary Ellen, thanks again.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
Keep
Mike.
Your eyes
Thank
and ears open for these people, and go and check out Jeff and the band tonight at Rose Music Hall. It's going to be a great show. You got Oversight Committee. Once again, Don't Mind Dying. We didn't really wrap up what else was happening around, but I guess you'll have to figure that out for yourselves. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio. Next week, come on back. I've got Andrew Ryan, my buddy from St. Louis, great singer-songwriter and wonderful guitar player. He'll probably bring his buddy Ray with him, and he'll play some pedal steel as well, and we'll have them playing the music here in the studio with me next week. So anyway, we're running out of time here. Stick around. We've got Diana Moxon, Speaking of the Arts, in just a minute. One more here from Mary Ellen Kirk on the way out. This is called Lovers and Liars. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia.
What if I told you I didn't love you? What would you do with me? What if I held you under my spell? We would just make believe. Little puppet on a string, I had you wrapped around my finger. You believed we could be.